Hello, listeners, and thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Wataru Ando, and today I will talk about an object from Russia. As I speak in front of this microphone, Easter is just around the corner, making today's object a very timely one. The object today is called the Trans-Siberian Railway Egg. I believe this object is one of the most elegant objects ever created by a human hand. It was made by Peter Carl Fabergé's firm in 1900 as a gift from the Russian Emperor Nicholas II to his wife and Empress Alexandra for the Easter of that year. This egg also commemorates the construction of the Trans-Siberian Railway. This egg is currently kept at the Kremlin Armory Museum in Moscow, and it is one of the only 10 eggs that were never sold. First, let's take a look at the history of the Trans-Siberian Railway. Although the construction of the Trans-Siberian Railway began in 1890, an informal road from Moscow to Siberia that would later become the framework of the railway was already taking its shape in the 1700s. This road, known as the Great Siberian Route, was originally a route that had connected small towns comprised of the wives and children of soldiers who were sent to military bases in order to control Siberia. The route gained its attention in the 1770s when Russian emperors adopted the Siberian Act, which encouraged mass immigration and colonization in Siberia. It was this time that the route was first made into an actual road. Moreover, the gold rush in the late 1700s further attracted people into going eastward to Siberia. However, compared to its demand, the route was in a poor condition. Yet there were no other options to travel to Siberia at the time, since the freezing weather of the Arctic made it very difficult to travel by ships. As a result, the central government had trouble not only controlling its peripheries, but also getting in contact with these people in the eastern region. Often, the central government and seaports in Siberia were not in contact with each other for up to half a year at a time. This problematic situation for the government, along with the increase in trade, particularly tea trade, created a bigger demand for a faster transportation system. To top it all off, Russia's poor performance in the Crimean War that was in some ways due to the inefficient logistics show that Russia needs a railway system to claim itself as a world power. The first step towards construction of the railway was taken by Tsar Alexander II, the grandfather of Nicholas II, when he signed the original patent to build the railroad. However, Alexander II was later assassinated in 1881, leaving the plan incomplete. The plan was later succeeded by his son Alexander III and by Nicholas II, and Sergei Witte, a future Russian prime minister, was placed in charge of the whole project. The Trans-Siberian project was a very expensive project. Therefore, in order to minimize the cost of construction, instead of blazing a new and faster route, the railway followed the routing of the Great Siberian Route. Even so, the project turned out to be much more expensive than what had been originally planned. Overall, it took over a decade, immensely large sum of money, and lives of many workers to complete this 9,289-kilometer railway. It is still the longest railway in the world, passing through several different time zones. Just like the Trans-Siberian Railway, this talk has gone a little off track. But let's go back and take a look at the egg once again. This egg stands about 10 inches tall, and there is a working model of the Trans-Siberian train that is inserted into the egg section by section. The egg itself is made of gold, silver, various colors of enamel, onyx, and velvet for lining. On the outer shell, there is a Russian map engraved with the constructed and the planned route of the Trans-Siberian Railway and the inscription, "The Route of the Grand Siberian Railway in the year 1900. The train, which consists of a locomotive and five coaches, is also made of precious metals and rocks. In particular, the locomotive part of the train is made of platinum with ruby lantern and rosette headlights. Also, the train can be wound up with a golden key, just like a toy, but with much higher actual value and sentimental value. Although the importance of the Trans-Siberian Railway has been somewhat reduced by the introduction of commercial airplanes, its initial social, economic, and political impact was huge. It's not an exaggeration to say that the railway in some ways helped Russia become a unified state. And this egg certainly tells us how important this project was to the Russian Empire. Thank you for tuning in to listen to my part of the project today, and I hope you enjoyed your little journey to the past.